This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Half of Major League Baseball's 30 teams have opened new stadiums since 2000, but new facilities have done little to boost overall attendance. While a new park triggers a spike the first year, gains are typically short-lived. Attendance has gone down in Miami, the Yankee Stadium, Queens, and Minneapolis. Securities and Exchange Commission, by a 3-2 vote, approved a rule on forcing company CEOs with more than $50 million in receipts to make their full pay package and benefits public, along with the ratio between their pay and their rank-and-file workers. Texas voter ID law was ruled unconstitutional by a federal appeals panel because it required a government-issued photo ID. It was seen as too restrictive, and therefore a violation of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Los Angeles agreed to sweeping jail reforms after reports of breaking bones and sexual humiliation of prisoners by the sheriff's office. The Obama administration has drafted an executive order providing potentially hundreds of thousands of workers paid leave if they are sick, need medical attention, or have to care for sick relatives for all federal subcontractors. New Hampshire voted against funding health centers operated by Planned Parenthood. A Senate committee unanimously found that the IRS did target Tea Party and conservative groups more than progressive groups, but mainly because more of those groups applied for exemptions. No law was broken. Study of the top 700 popular films between 2007 and 2014 found that women only make up 30.2% of all speaking or named characters. 73.1% were white, 19.9% of female characters were between 40 and 64, only 1.9% of the films were directed by women. A new and dangerous twist in the student loan game is borrowing the money against a certain percentage stake in your future income, making the terms predatory. New Orleans became the latest city with a living wage ordinance for companies with contracts or subsidies from the city, raising the base wage to $10.55 per hour. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and the bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.